This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So, I don't want to spoil Game of Thrones, but it did stink last night, didn't it?
Yes.
Oh, man, what a disappointment. Did you watch the whole thing last night?
I did.
Yeah, so you stayed up late. A lot of people did.
A lot of people did.
I think a lot of America is going to be very unproductive today because of that dumb show last night.
It's still Game of Thrones. It's still amazing television production. But.
First of all, let me explain something, and I'm going to try not to spoil it, but the ending was lame and unsatisfying, and it was everybody gets a trophy, and everybody gets a participation trophy. There's no more, we're not going to have a king anymore, but we'll have a king, but it will be chosen by a committee, and
yeah,
it was, I'll tell you what, as satisfying to me as Avengers Endgame was to wrap up the Avengers story arc.
Even though it took forever.
Is as disappointing as Game of Thrones was for me last night to wrap up the Game of Thrones arc.
Yes.
So Endgame was, in my opinion, the perfect way to tie that series up with a bow and say thank you. This was the absolute worst season in the entire Game of Thrones. And I would say, if you've never started the show, don't even bother at this point. Really.
Yeah, you wonder if it, because we kept saying we're going to cancel our HBO once this ends. And so they had the option to go 10.
Yeah.
But they, because they all have other projects and whatnot, they wanted to wrap it up in 6. So they rushed it at the end after all these years.
Yeah.
What is this, 8 years?
8 years.
We've invested.
But longer, because it's 8 seasons, right?
You're right.
So it took longer
seasons.
Between seasons, so it's more like a 10 years.
Like my kids were like toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on.
So I get asked a question a lot. People say, I've never seen Game of Thrones. I was thinking about starting it. I would say don't. Don't do it because it ends.
I don't know if I'd say that.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that.
I mean it's still good. It's still good. It's still better than most shows.
But the whole thing from day one is leading up to these series of events being resolved, and then the resolution stinks. And so I don't know if you had to spend each episode's an hour. There's 6 seasons, right?
Right.
You're talking about like 100 hours of your life watching a television show only to have it end so disappointingly. I don't know. Also, there was a water bottle in it last night. Did you catch that?
I know.
Last week, they left a Starbucks.
Lazy.
They're lazy people. They left a Starbucks cup in the scene last week. And then in last night's show, that somebody had a water bottle sitting next to one of the guys in the show and one of the characters.
Slackers.
Yeah, I know.
I think they should just do a redo.
I do too.
Take all the video, you know, do a whole thing and put out a redo.
You know what I would say? There's a change.org petition saying you should reshoot the entire last season. This might be the first petition I ever signed in my life. I never sign petitions. I think I'm going to sign this one.
Really?
Yeah, they should just pretend like it never happened.
Or it could be the alternate truth. Could be an alternate.
Yeah, we can
like
do that.
Like an alternate Game of Thrones universe.
I'd be fine with that.
All right, so if you sign it, I'll sign it.
I would be fine with. They almost have a million. Nobody's going to be happy with last night's show. Nobody.
No.
Let's see. Chris is in Havertown. Chris, good morning. Let me see if I can do this right.
First
hey, Chris.
Love you in the morning.
Thank you, sir.
It's great having you on the alarm clock. Wake up to you. It's wonderful.
Oh, fantastic. That's great to hear.
Yeah. Anyway, so like, I think the ending was so bad. It would have been better if like when Dany was giving her speech, she had said, like, now that we, she broke the fourth wall and said, now that we finished liberating King's Landing, the real war is climate change. And then we just cut to like 40 minutes of whale sound.
I love
that's
it.
That's awesome.
I love it. Yeah. Then she should have ended her speech with, stay woke and
yeah,
walked
and
off
then,
the
like,
stage.
Low energy Bran is now the king. Like, it's terrible.
I know. It was so bad. Just bad. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, bud. Yep. Thanks for listening every day. That's awesome. Yeah, and then, you know, at the end...
Stay woke!
That's how she should have ended it. Stay woke! Nobody liked last night's episode. I mean, nobody.
Nobody.
First of all, they made Jon Snow into a total beta male. That's what they did. This guy, like, Jon Snow was... And you compared me to him at one point. He was the Iron Throne heir apparent, the king. He was a tough guy, strong, but good character.
Yeah.
He turned into such a wuss.
Yeah, what happened?
He became a you know what whipped person at the end.
Yes.
And just and then he goes off in isolation, like, you know, with his little wolf, to run back in the woods with his wolf. I mean, so dumb.
Well, and here's the thing. I think the animals did a great job. The drag, what the dragon destroyed,
yeah,
was perfect. And the fact that we see the dire wolf in the end.
You like the kids being burned alive by the dragon? You enjoyed that?
No. I mean, what the dragon did.
Nobody
last
did.
Night.
It was terrifying.
No, that was horrible.
Oh, yeah. The dragon. So, first of all, the dragon's not real. You know, it's not a real animal, right?
Yes, it is.
No, it's just dragon. It's just CGI. Dragon. It's not a real dragon.
Don't tell me that.
All right. Sorry.
It's like ruining something else.
Russell says, I agree with you. Said the same thing last night. If you've never started, don't, because the ending was that bad.
Wow.
Well, look, to put it to you this way. If you know you have a time machine and you know that your marriage is going to end in a disaster, do you still go through with it?
Sure.
If you don't have kids? No. If you have kids, yes, because you got the kids.
Yeah.
There's nothing I take away from Game of Thrones. I don't get a pet dragon out of it. I don't get a pet dire wolf. All I've done was waste my time when I could have been investing in some other show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I don't even think they would have to reshoot it. They could just, they probably shot so much, they could just re-edit.
Yeah, there was a lot of talking last night. Everybody was talking.
Yeah, it was dopey.
The only guy who was funny was Bron, who kept making jokes about the brothels being rebuilt.
Yes.
I thought that was very funny.
That was very
and he's
funny.
Right. I mean, after this massive war affecting the seven, now six kingdoms, they lost a kingdom last night, then everybody wants to go to a brothel. He's right about that. That's how you keep the peace. Reopen the brothels as quickly as possible. Get everybody, you know.
Yeah, so they're debating like infrastructure, brothels. And he's like, okay, do the infrastructure, but, you know, we got to fix the brothels too.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Brothel first, infrastructure second. In order of priorities here, okay?
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.